Attention, attention, weather alert, weather alert.
Urgent weather message. The National Weather Service in Cleveland has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Crawford County, Pennsylvania, southeastern Erie County, Pennsylvania, until 8:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. At 7:23 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a line of severe thunderstorms capable of producing quarter-size hail and damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. These storms were located along a line extending from northeast to 11 miles west of northeast to 30 miles west of Cambridge Springs and moving east at 45 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Waterford, Cambridge Springs, Union City, Scoy, Spartansburg, Titusville. This is a dangerous storm. Seek shelter inside now and stay away from windows. Repeating, a severe...
Then 3TPF, we have any of the Skywarn monitors on board?
Weather alert, weather alert.
That's 3TPF from KB3OAN, need you to relay to National Weather Service, entry flight view as a tornado near Edinburgh. No other information available.
Weather alert, weather alert.
I'm at West Road and Route 98. I have a rotating wall cloud just passing overhead, going to the east. That'll be just below the county line.
W3MIE repeater.
Okay, I'm on 98 north, headed into Crossingville. This is probably my traffic from this to West Road.
Well, I just passed UD's towering up here, and the wall cloud is strictly overhead and still rotating.
Okay. This is WW3S. Anybody copy? WW3S, KB3ON mobile.
Yeah, Zach, we had a report earlier of a confirmed funnel cloud in the Springboro Shadeland area. Is that what this warning's about?
Jamie, the 911 center is reading the warning. The warning is for a radar-indicated cell capable of producing a tornado near Linesville. The storm that was being discussed earlier, no, that one has moved on to the east.
Well, I'm in Meadville right now, and the weather to the east, the northeast looks much worse than the weather to the west, so we've got something else rolling in from the west.
This is N3TPF. Yeah, that cell was just entering the county and bearing down on the like, Huntingville and 3466.
W3MIE repeater.
CNJ, go.
On WW3S from WW3CNJ Mobile. I am currently in Meadville. I had to refuel, but I am headed north, and from the looks of it, it's rather ugly. Also, there's reports of being on some touchdown near Linesville, and I am awaiting direction as to which direction you would like me to head. I'm at 322 on Mercer Pike at the moment.
Your best bet, Cynthia, is to head towards your house and report from Connieville area.
You want me to head to my house and report from the Connieville area. on the tornado or funnel cloud to touch down is at least 4 to 5 miles north of my location. I would not be able to give an accurate report from my house, since I would not be able to see what has been done or is going on.
All right, well, there's another one coming, Cynthia, so that's your assignment. You can choose to accept it or not. Break with you. N3TPS, your location?
Route 98 and, I'm sorry, Route 198 and I-79. I've got a good view on the storm. Be advised, the previous storm also had a rotating wall cloud. This one is picking up on the same rotation.
Okay, well, Zach OAN mentioned the Linesville area. Are we talking the same storm?
Yeah, the storm currently is located between Conneautville and Linesville, headed off to the southeast, and bearing down on Harmonsburg now, and also looks like directly to Meadville.
Okay, thanks, Steve. The other station, go ahead.
This is 10-3-HWQ. I'm going to go up on the hill north of Linesville here and watch for it, and I'll probably communicate with the house here via phone, and they can talk to you in 3-HWQ.
Okay, Ed, well, we had the radio club meeting. We're all just leaving here now. We cut it short when the tornado warning sounded, so I'm on a portable right now at Arch Street in Meadville.
And 3KQE Mobile.
KQE, go.
Okay, is there a net up at this point?
Right now it's an informal net. Your location? This is WW3S, Crawford County Skywarn.
Okay, I'm on Route 98 in the area of Crossingville, headed north.
Okay, keep your eyes open for some damage. There was a report of a touchdown in that area a few minutes ago.
Okay, do you have any more specific information?
Actually, it was on Route 18, I believe, in the Shadeland area. I don't have the specifics on that at this time, but just stay safe and be alert. Over.
Okay, copy. But there was nothing in the Route 98 area. I put me about 5 miles to the east of the touchdown there.
Okay, thanks. N3KQE, WW3S.
N3KQE.
WW3S from WB3CNJ Mobile.
SCNJ, go.
And I'm currently headed north on I-79 and to the north-northwest. I'm seeing some very nasty-looking cloud formation. I am not seeing any definite shapes, but it definitely looks like there is a storm in that area. And I'm currently picking up rain now where I'm at.
Okay, need your location to where at on 79 mile marker.
I'm passing mile marker 151, headed north.
Roger, I copy, thank you. WW3S, is there a station on frequency that can take net control temporarily?
WW3S from KM3P, I can.
Mark, if you would please, portable down here at the church. We cut the radio club meeting short, so I'm taking a few minutes to get home.
Okay, as soon as you can, we'll take over until then. This is KM3P Net Control, Crawford County Skywarn. I have WW3S, and I'll check in WB3CNJ as well. Is there anyone else anywhere that would like to check in, preferably those in the area of this storm?
Mark, I don't know if you copied earlier, but N3TPF is at I-79 and 198. He had a good look at the storm. There did appear to be some rotation in the wall cloud, over.
Okay, I have that. N3TPF, can you give us an update?
N3TPF, southbound 79 approaching Meadville. It looks like the storm starts to turn right. I don't have a view of its bottom side at the moment, but it looks like it's going to pass just south of Meadville. It is still showing a radar-indicated rotation.
Copy that, thank you. Anyone else?
CNJ.
CNJ, go.
CN3T from WB3CNJ Mobile. And westbound on I-198 headed toward Conneautville. I'll be approaching the intersection 198 and 98 soon. The visibility from your way is very limited, to put it mildly, but I'm able to drive at least. But it is my intention, unless otherwise directed otherwise, to go to the shadeland area to determine the extent of the damage there.
Proceed with caution. Be careful out there. I think that's where Jamie told you to go, so go ahead and stay on, but you're headed right into the heart of it, so be careful out there. This is KM3P with Crawford County Skywarn. Any other check-ins? Again, preferably those that are in the area of this storm, which is right now North Meadville.
W3MIE repeater.
Net control, KB3OS with W3ZSP heading across Park Avenue towards Sheets.
Okay, one at a time, fellas. OXV, I have you in ZSC. Another station.
CNJ, open up there.
Go ahead, Cynthia.
This plane is sail and this plane is becoming even more obscured.
Okay, back off that microphone. I missed what you said about the hail.
The tail of quarter size, they're putting my windshield and car, and I'm now at 198 and 98.
Quarter size hail at 198 and 98, thank you. Anybody else for check-in?
N3IFQ, western side of Linesville.
Margie, we have you. Have you heard anything from Big Ed?
No, not yet.
Okay, thank you very much. Again, this is KM3P Net Control of Crawford County Skywarn. Brian, N3KQE, where are you at in the middle of all this?
I am almost to Springboro, on Springboro Road. It looks like I'm on the back side of the storm. I'll try to get a damage report there.
Okay, I'd agree with that from what I'm seeing on radar. Mine hasn't updated for a little bit. If you see anything, why let us know. We'd appreciate that.
N3IFQ with the report.
Weather alert.
CNJ.
IFQ go.
Ed's up on the hill, and he said it's just east of Linesville. He's looking at the storm, but it's already gone east, and there's a lot of wind.
Copy that, thank you. CNJ go.
Weather alert. Weather alert.
From westbound on 198, and the visibility is barely enough that I can see, but there is heavy rainfall. And I'm approaching Norrisville at this point.
Okay, very heavy rainfall, 198 in Norrisville. Thank you, Cynthia. N3TPF, any update from you?
N3TPF, I'm taking up a position there just north of the bridge. Stand by, I think I have a lowering I want to report.
CNJ with an update.
Go ahead, Cynthia.
I'm proceeding with extreme caution. I am now west of Norrisville, but there is flash flooding across the entire highway, and I would like to slow down to avoid getting dragged up. And we'll stay westbound on 198 headed toward Connecticut.
That's received. Keep both hands on the wheel and be careful out there. TPS, go ahead.
N3TPF. Yeah, looking back towards the west, there is an area of lowering. I can't discern any rotation, but we'll keep an eye on it.
N3FKE.
N3FKE, good evening, Al. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. Just want to jump in here real quick and let you know I just went through a batch of about 5 minutes worth of hail. Dime-sized to quarter-sized hail here. Windy, 45 degree rain. Then we got a break, it got dead quiet, no rain. And that sky turned that funky fluorescent looking color, you know what I'm talking about. I thought I was on the edge of it, but it looks like there's some more coming up behind me here, to the west.
Very good, Al, thank you for that. Approximate time on that hail?
It ended about maybe 10 minutes ago. But it hailed for about 5 minutes there, which is steady.
Okay, that's about the same time that CNJ ran through hail, so that would be right because she's headed toward Conneautville. Thanks, Al. Appreciate it. There may be some more coming. I'm not sure.
Mark, do we have somebody that can go to the backbone?
I asked and nobody volunteered. I tried to key it up and can't.
All right, stand by here. Let me see if I can get it. I'll be back.
KM 2T from WB3CNJ Mobile with an update.
Go ahead.
On both sides of the highway, 198, where I'm still westbound, all the ditches are completely filled, and I know for a fact those ditches are at least 2 to 3 feet deep. In fact, the water is running so fast, it is spilling out onto the road, which is probably causing the flash flooding I've been going through.
Okay, yeah, it sounds like this storm's put down an awful lot of rain. Maybe we'll be able to get some measured rain reports later. Thank you. Anybody else for check-in? Crawford County Skywarn, Conet Control.
Control. This is KA3CUR. I'm sitting on top of a hill about 1 mile south of the Erie Crawford County line and probably 4 or 5 miles east of Route 19. I've got two beautiful cells up here. One a little bit south of me and one a little bit north of me, and there's an awful lot of lightning and rain in both those, but right where I'm sitting, I'm not getting much of it. But it is building up, and way to the south of me, it's all crystal clear. End of report. K3CUR.
3IFQ with the report.
Go ahead, Margie.
Ed just said to tell you the wind has died down. It's only maybe 10 miles an hour. And we've had no rain here in Linesville.
Okay, very good, Margie. Looks like there might be a cell heading your way. Might be on the other side of the lake at this point. Not sure what it may or may not do. You might want to pass that on to Ed. Of course, he might be able to see it.
WW3S.
Go ahead.
I also noticed that
Mark, I'm not sure if that's another repeater coming through or what that is, but apparently the back phone is not up, and even if it was, the Weather Service does not have an operator. I've been in contact with them via landline. Over.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Jamie. And yeah, it could be. I've been hearing all sorts of stuff here today. The band's been up with it being summer, so. Okay, N3TPF, any news from you?
N3TPF, still just north of Geneva Bridge. Yeah, I've got an area that I can classify as a wall cloud. I'm not seeing any organized rotation out of it. It is approaching the Geneva Swamp area. I'll keep an eye on it.
Copy that, thank you. N3KQE, Brian, anything from you?
Still looking for any sign of damage. Take an angling road from 18 to Pennside. I'm now at Pennside. I have seen nothing. Do you have any better information on where this touchdown may have been?
Jamie, do you want to answer that, or do you want me to have Steve answer that?
Well, the report actually came from WB3CNJ.
Okay, I'm guessing she must still be out of the repeater. Did you remember anything that she said, Jamie?
Yeah, Route 18 in Shadeland, but that's been about 35 minutes or more ago.
Brian, do those two road names mean anything to you?
Yes, we passed through that area, no sign of damage. I don't have any signs of damage on Pennside either. I'm coming back up on Route 18.
Okay, good to know. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it. KM3P, net control.
Break. Whiskey 3 Alpha Golf Fox.
Okay, Whiskey 3 Alpha Golf Fox. Name and location, please.
Dustin, Traveling Road.
What town's that near? Copy that. Anything to report, sir?
Lightning flashes. And drop the barometric pressure to 29.8.
Weather.
Okay, thank you. WW3S, was that you?
Roger, Mark. Do we have anybody that can go to the courthouse? There's a couple more storms, it looks like, coming in off the lake. They're up over I-90 right now, still in Ohio, but if they hold together, they're going to track right through Springboro and Venango again north of Sagertown.
Anybody go to the courthouse in Meadville? If so, go direct to WW3S.
Weather alert.
WW3S, K3 TLP.
Yeah, TLP, go.
Have you spoken to anybody at the courthouse?
Yeah, I just got off the phone with Alan.
Okay, is he there? Is he expecting me?
Roger, he's there. Like I said, there's a couple more coming in off the lake. If they hold together, and history of the storm has some fairly significant hail with them.
Okay, I'll go back down. I'll be there. K3TLP.
Roger, back to net control. WW3S.
Amy, can I give you a report in CIFQ?
Go ahead, Margie.
Okay. Ed said that there is a wall cloud north-northwest of Linesville, and it has definitely been a wall cloud. Nothing was coming down out of it, and it looks like it might be going up in the clouds. But he's going to keep an eye on it for a bit.
Copy that. Thank you, Margie. N3TPF, anything from you?
N3TPF, yeah, we lost the wall cloud. I'm going to relocate down to the next exit and let it pass on by. Be advised, there is another cell coming, just entering Ashtabula County, and it's going to follow pretty much the same track, but it's a much larger storm.
W3NIE, repeater.
Okay, thank you, Steve. Brian, N3KQE, are you in a position that you could hang out, or do you need to continue north?
At this point, I need to continue north. I've got to drop the kids off at home. So I'm just south of Albion at this point, and we'll be QSY over to the Erie net.
Okay, very good, Brian. We'll go ahead and let you secure then. Thank you for giving the reports that you did. Appreciate it. Be safe out there. WB3CNJ, are you in a better spot to access the repeater yet?
KM3C from WB3CNJ Mobile, do you copy?
Yes, ma'am, any report?
I am now on Cleveland Road, when I turned off of 18, just about 100 feet east of there is a sizable washout, approximately 3 to 4 feet in diameter, and also approximately 18 to 24 inches in depth. I managed to skirt it, but it's there.
Okay, is that road you're on a dirt road or a paved road?
Dirt.
Okay, copy that, thank you. What was the name of that road again?
Cleveland Road.
Can you spell that phonetically, please?
Sierra, Hotel, Alpha, Delta, Echo, Lima, Alpha, November, Delta.
QSL, Shadeland, got it, thank you.
My intentions are to travel Shadeland for about half the road length looking for some damage. Other than the washout, I'm seeing no evidence of any touchdown, though.
Okay, very good. Thank you. We had gotten the previous report stating the same, so the two confirmation, that sounds about accurate. Thank you, though. Be careful out there. WW3S from KM3P, anything from you?
Nothing to report, Mark. I'm actually in the driveway now. I am looking at just stand by. There's nothing to report.
Okay. Didn't know if you'd heard anything from higher up or not. This is KM3P, Met Control for Crawford County, Skywarn. Any reports from anyone?
WA3MCH checking in from Vernon Township.
Rich, I have you, and there goes the weather alert radio again. All stations stand by, KM3P.
Urgent weather message. The National Weather Service in Cleveland has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Ashtabula County, Crawford County, Pennsylvania, southwestern Erie County, Pennsylvania, until 10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. At 8:58 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-size hail and damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. This storm was located between Ashtabula and Conneaut and moving east at 45 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Meadville, Albion, Lyonsville, Edinburgh, Cambridge Springs, Titusville. This is a dangerous storm. Seek shelter inside.
And there you have it, KM3P, at Control Crawford County, Sky 1.
N3ISQ.
Go ahead, Marge.
It said that if you have somebody south of Lyonsville to keep an eye on the sky down there, it looks like it's heavy, heavy rainfall down that way. He doesn't see lightning, just a lot of rain.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Marge. Is there anybody in that general area that either hasn't checked in yet or has arrived in that area south of Lyonsville? KM3P, net control.
KM3P, KB3.
OXV, go.
I just dropped WA3C at his QTH and I'm heading to mine. I'll be monitoring for my QTH. If you need me in this area here, call me.
Will do. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate that. N3TPF, anything new from you?
Whiskey 3 Alpha Golf, which is potentially sighted with rotation.
Okay, where at, sir?
Eastville by Conference Center, East Springfield Township.
Okay, can you give me like a couple of crossroads or something where you believe that may be?
Contact.
Oh.
Wall cloud with rotation, West Mead Township, near, I'm going to say Pettis and Oil Creek Road.
Jamie, are you following that?
Negative, I'm stationary. It's tracking Route 27 towards the east of Meadville.
Okay, copy that. Headed for me, which I have rain and sounds like possible hail here at my QTH, 1 mile south of Guy's Mills. Jamie, how well can you see that?
Well, right now I can see it real good, Mark, and there's no funnel, but understand, there's no funnel, but it is a definite wall cloud, and it does have definite rotation.
Copy that. W3 Alpha Golf Fox, I believe that may be the same cloud you're looking at. Okay, not sure what happened to him. K3TLP, are you at the courthouse yet?
K3TLP, moving on my way.
Copy that, Jim. Let me know when you get there. N3TPF, where are you?
N3TPF, Geneva Exit on 79.
Okay, did you copy a rotating wall cloud, Pettis and Oil Creek Road, West Mead Township?
W3MIE, repeater.
Affirmative, copied. I won't be able to get up there anytime soon.
Okay, copy that, thanks. WW3S, any update with that?
It looks like it's dissipating, Mark. I can't, for some of the trees, I can't see it now. But last look I had, it appeared to be kind of breaking up.
Okay. Hopefully, maybe you'll get into a better spot where you can break through the trees and see to confirm that. But either way, do your best to keep an eye on it.
All
Dustin, I believe it is. Any report from you?
But it's the plus one started just north of Springboro Road. If anyone copies, and still got buildings on to avoid a mishap.
Cynthia, we got enough of that to understand what you said. Flash flooding on Route 18 between Springboro and Conneautville. Thank you. Stand by. WA3KZO, go ahead. Okay, you're a little scratchy as well. I believe you said west on the Harmonsburg Road. Any report?
WW3S.
Go ahead, Jamie.
Our next cell is just entering the extreme northwest corner of the county, north of Springboro, just south of the Erie County line. There has been reports of 1-inch hail on this storm.
Okay, copy that. I'm not sure what direction CNJ is heading. Is there anywhere in particular you'd like her to go?
Well, she's right in the middle of it. It sounds like she's got to stay there. You know, I don't want to put anybody in danger, so I'm going to go.
Okay, Jamie, you're slightly broken, but we copied. WB3CNJ, if you can copy, find a spot to a safe spot if you can. You're right in the thick of the storm, of the new storm coming into the county. Do your best to be safe out there. If you can, try and find a secure spot. No reply necessary. Anyone else for Crawford County Skywarn? This is KM3 Peanut Control. N3TPF, any update from you from what you're seeing? WB3CNJ from KM3P Net Control of Crawford County Skywarn. You're not holding the repeater. You're not holding the repeater. However, you are in the middle of the new cell coming into the county that has a history of 1-inch hail. Do what you can to get into a secure location. Get into a secure location and be careful. Like I said, you're just not making the repeater, so stand by if you can, or try to get into a better spot, but do be safe out there. WW3S, have you heard anything else from Cleveland?
CNJ.
That time you held the repeater, Cynthia, go.
The Continental Volunteer Fire Department.
That sounds like a good idea, Cynthia. I think that would be wise on your part. Get in and get out of the storm. Back to Jamie. Have you heard anything else from Cleveland?
KM3P Net Control, WW3S. Yeah, Mark, there's cells. There's actually a whole line of cells across the northern county line, Erie Crawford County line, but there's also one just behind.
behind and west of this one that we're talking about in Springboro is coming across from Pier 5. It's also trying to go Sacred Tapanango area.
Okay, copy that. N3IFQ. Heard anything from Big Ed lately?
Yes. He said there's a, it looks like a big cell north of Linesville. The one from the west of Linesville, it seems to be just rolling around pretty good. But the one north of us, he said, it looks like it's going to be pretty bad.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Marge. He should miss that where he's at. Go ahead and pass that along to him. Any reports from anyone else anywhere from KM3P Net Control?
N3TPF.
Go ahead, Steve.
I will take up a position, I-79 to Sagertown exit, just south of the storm. Be advised, this has been showing a persistent low-level rotation just due north of Conneauville, and that should track just north of Sagertown if it stays on course.
W3MI.
Copy that. Thank you, Steve. Keep an eye on it from up there. Let us know anything that you can. Of course, it is starting to get dark out here. Anyone else with any other reports? KM3P Net Control, Crawford County Skywarn.
KB3QHH.
Go ahead, Alan.
I'm in position on North Brown Hill Road, facing Conneaut Lake. I have pretty good vision to the west.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate that. Appreciate you going out there. K3TLP at the courthouse, need anything from us?
No, just standing by and waiting for reports. Alan's in the other room. I asked him if he wanted the radio. He said he has two or three over there to listen to, so we'll just monitoring the situation, and we'll act as we get, when and if we get reports. K3TLP here.
Okay, thank you, Jim. You might want to pass along to him that two different stations didn't see any damage north of Springboro on Route 18 where they thought there was, had been a possible touchdown, and he may or may not know Shadeland Road, which I believe is north of either Conneautville or Springboro, I'm not sure which. Did have a pretty good size washout. He may be aware of that already, I don't know, but you may want to pass that on to him.
Affirmative, will do.
I've also got a couple of reports of some hail, provided I could read my shorthand and chicken scratch here. And I think I've got some times with it as well. WW3S, is Cleveland going to activate the backbone, or did they not say?
Mark, I don't believe they have an operator there. I don't believe they have. Report will report via phone.
Okay, copy that. Are you at home or are you out and about?
I'm at home right now.
Okay, very good, thank you. Anyone else, any reports? This is KM3P Net Control for Crawford County Skywarn.
KM3P, K3TLP.
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, report from Alan. Tree down, Route 18 on Mill Grove Road. 18 on Mill Grove Road, tree down.
Okay, Route 18 and Mill Grove Road. Thank you. KM3P, here with Crawford County Skywarn. N3TPF, any update from you?
N3TPF, yeah, the gust front's just coming up on Hayfield Firehouse now and losing all visibility.
Okay, Steve, be safe out there. Break in anytime. Jamie, WW3S, I have a couple of hail reports. How do you want to try and get those to National Weather Service?
Stand by.
Copy that. We'll do anyone else to check in, or anyone with any reports. This is KM3P Net Control, Crawford County, Skywarn.
WW3S ready to copy.
Okay, Jamie, the first one that I got was from WB3CNJ. And she was at Route 198 and Route 98, Little's Corners, I believe is what they call that. Approximately 8:37 p.m., today's date, she had quarter-sized hail.
Stand by, Cynthia. Say again that's the time mark.
8:37. 20 hours, 37 minutes.
Okay, copy that. Go.
N3FKE, Al, at his location near Conneautville, reported dimed a quarter-sized hail lasting for 5 minutes, approximately 8:30, 20:30 to 8:35, 20:35, today's date.
Weather alert.
Roger, WW3S.
And I have one more. KB3CIT, Russ, was mobile on Route 86 near the Elks Lodge. That would be above, I can't think of a crossroad, up towards the country club. And at 8:45 p.m., he also had dime-sized hail.
Copy, WW3S.
Okay, I think that's the only three I had. WB3CNJ, go. Okay, nothing heard from CNJ. Anyone with any reports at all? KM3P. Oh.
Weather alert.
I'm going to report this at my location as well. Say as well that the I'm down Southern Road in Conneautville. That's the west of downtown Conneautville.
Okay, I didn't get much of that. Did you say you're having hail right now in Conneautville, and if so, what size?
There's a hail, and there is a suicide, and there is definite flooding on Strawberry Island, and
okay, did anybody with maybe better ears hear, did she say quarter-sized hail or dime-sized hail? I just couldn't pull it out.
Still in the net control, that was dime. Quarter size, dime to quarter size.
Dime to quarter size. WW3S, did you copy?
Yeah, is that recent with this current cell?
From my understanding, it's happening right now as we speak.
Location?
Downtown Conneautville.
Roger, WW3S.
K3TLP MIE at the courthouse. Did you copy?
Affirmative. Thank you. W3MIE.
W3MIE. Repeater.
I believe she said something else about flooding in downtown Conneautville. I couldn't pull much of that out, Jim, but you might want to pass that on to Alan as well.
Roger.
Okay, second station. Go ahead.
N3CUP, she was talking about Strawberry Alley or Strawberry Street in Conneautville. She was saying that it was flooding the street.
Okay, thank you, copy. Are you home?
No, but I am in downtown Meadville, headed home.
Copy that, thank you. N3TPF, any report from you?
N3TPF. Now, it seems like the worst of it's over here, although radar is still showing persistent low-level rotation directly north of the hayfield exit here. And it should track, looks like, through Sagertown and on out to the southeast.
Okay, copy that. Thank you, Steve. WW3S, any update from you?
Just passed on the hail report to Cleveland weather via the phone, and they also have some hail that size indicated on radar, so good report.
Very good, appreciate that. Jamie, are you at a place where you could possibly take over? I've already overstayed my welcome here. I needed to have been gone a long time ago.
I'm sorry, Mark, I sure can, and thank you very much for your assistance. A fine job. Really appreciate it. This is WW3S. I'll assume that control at 9:30 local time. And Mark, KM3P, again, thanks again for a fine job.
Not a problem, Jamie. Happy to help. I just need to try and get a little shut-eye with the flashes and thundering for work tomorrow. And I'll try to get an email out to you tomorrow with a list of stations and any other goodies I can think of. With that, I'd like to request permission to secure. Everybody be safe tonight. KM3P, thanks.
Okay, Mark, you can secure. And be advised, both of these storms, there's two, possibly even three cells that are going to be, one's over Blooming Valley right now, or approaching Blooming Valley. Both of these are going to track just slightly north of your location, but you may be impacted by some.
Copy that. If we can't fall asleep, we'll definitely keep an eye on it. And if we have anything to report, we'll get back in here. But thank you, though. KM3P, QRT.
KB3LAN, the net control with a report.
Last station.
KB3LAN, there's a tree down across the roadway. It's a healthy tree. Dunham Road, between Rogers Ferry Road and Asbury Manor East. Correction, Asbury Manor West.
Approximate diameter, and it's a whole tree.
Affirmative on a whole tree, unknown diameter.
Is this an actual report from USAC, or is this a relay from Public Service?
This will be an actual report from me, and then I advise my fire department about it.
Hey, Roger, break with you. W3MIE, net control, you copy that last report?
Affirmative, thank you.
Roger, Jim, thanks. WW3S. The last station, Alpha Golf Fox, say again.
Hey, Steven, I'm Ricky. Notice that we're seeing rotations in the clouds east of Meadville, near Cochran. Some lightning flashing off the distance.
Okay, Justin, I copy that. Thank you. Marching N3IFQ, WW3S, net control.
This is KA3YKK. Can I help?
W3NIE repeater.
YKK, hi Sue. What's the status at your location now?
The cell is, it looks like it's north of us, but lots and lots of lightning. I mean, it's, some of it is not even seconds apart.
Roger. Looking for hail reports. Just be advised, there is some hail with this storm. It may be north of your location. Looks like it's slightly north of you guys.
Okay, no hail at this moment, but heavy rain.
Okay, acknowledge WW3F.
N3 TPF.
TPF go.
Alright, do you have anybody east of Meadville out on 27 or 77?
Negative, but Steve, be advised, Cleveland just issued, or their last radar scan has rotation on this thing, west of, west and north of Harmonsburg, over.
Weather alert. Weather alert.
Okay, yeah, I just spoke to the guys up at 24 and they checked it with their radar. They're concerned about the area along 77 near Blooming Valley. They said if you got anybody in that area, keep a close eye on it.
WA3KZO Mobile.
KZO, can you copy that about the rotation just north of Harmonsburg? It's going to cross 18.
Hey, I'm coming to a stop. I'm hail right now just west of Harmonsburg. Over.
Yeah, on Route 6. What's the location?
Just west of Harmonsburg.
Yeah, but what road? What road, Dan? Harmonsburg Road?
Harmonsburg Road, just west of Harmonsburg.
Okay, it's going to be, I think it's going to pass north of you. It looks like the radar indicates, looks like it's going to pass a little bit north of you.
Weather alert.
And four.
Jamie, I'm here. I'm just now starting to get high winds and heavy rain, KM3P.
Okay, Mark, yeah, the gust front just passed through here probably 5 minutes ago, but Jet 24 radar has some concerns about in your location.
Copy that, Jamie. We'll keep an eye on this.
TPF, your location?
Yeah, I'm in Sagertown, going to be heading towards Blooming Valley.
Steve, you may want to stay put, or you may want to try to get back to 198, or up on top of the hill there by 79. This thing's heading right that way, and there's been two indications of Doppler indications of rotation. ZP, stand by. You copy, Steve?
Affirmative, Bob. Go back up, please.
Roger. Use ZP, go.
I am right in that area. I live just south of 79, maybe a mile. Not very far from 190 or 98. As it stands right now, it's all wind here. We're getting very heavy rains, and the winds are picking up, though. I'm watching it, and right now, it's all wind here. I'm not terribly concerned about it yet.
Okay, use ZP, copy. TPF, you can proceed to your original destination, and we got that covered with Matt.
Okay, thanks.
KA3YKK, WW3S.
KA3YKK, here's...
Sue, other than some what appears to be just minor stuff west of you, you know, it looks like it's well past your location.
Yeah, it looks like the storm or wall cell or whatever it's called is north, moving north, and I see it east of us. There had been something south of us, but it wasn't as bad.
Yep. If you guys want to secure, you can go ahead and secure, and appreciate the help from HWQ and IFQ, WW3S.
Okay, Dad is on the road. He was heading north on Airport Road, and was when he got to the Linesville Conneauville Road, he was going to make the turn and head east and then come back into Linesville.
Ed, N3HWQ, HWQ, you on frequency?
He is unable to make connection with his radio. He is able to hear, but he is not able to transmit.
Okay, just wanted to make sure he was safe. WW3S, net control.
KA3YKK, done.
This is WW3S with Crawford County Skywarn. Cleveland weather meteorologist is updating the, waiting for the some latest radar scans and is possibly going to extend the warning. Right now the warning is set to expire at 10 p.m. They're weighing their options and see what they're going to do, if this thing's going to continue or not. WW3S.
WW3S, W3MIE.
MIE, go.
What warning is in effect right now?
Severe thunderstorm warning. Severe thunderstorm warning for Crawford County was in effect until 10 p.m.
Thank you.
Okay, all stations be advised, there's a Doppler indicated rotation right smack dab in Route 19 at 322. Alan, I don't know if in this light if you can see anything or not.
CNJ.
CNJ, stand by. KB3QHH, WW3S.
KB3QHH,
weather alert.
Alan, hook echo and Doppler indicated rotation at Route 19 and 322. I'm not sure from your vantage point if you could see it, but it would be in the vicinity of the airport, Walmart, someplace in there.
That would be about 4 o'clock from me. I'm facing directly west. I do not have a good vision back that direction. But I'm going to get out of the vehicle. We just had a lot of hard rain here and some wind, but it's past now. So I'm going to get out of the vehicle and see if I can look back that direction, Jamie. KB3QHH.
Okay, thanks. CNJ, go. QHH, WW3S.
Copy you, Jamie. I'm not seeing any rotation here, but I don't have a very good vantage point visually. I'm going to get my car turned around and go back that direction down the hill.
Okay, thanks, Alan, and just be careful and you know, with the being after dark and with the rainfall, the heavy rainfall, it's going to be hard to see anyway.
W3MI.
Well, if there's any damage down there, I'll report it, okay?
Roger, thanks. WW3S.
CNJ, update.
CNJ, go.
sheds along Thatcher Road that are extremely flooded. In fact, I just barely managed to keep control of my car while passing through them, albeit at a relatively slow speed. And there's lots of damage. Debris. I really do believe that the funnel cloud that was reported earlier that I mentioned during the meeting may have actually hit Conneautville rather than Shadlin, judging by the amount of damage.
Okay, thanks, Cynthia. WW3S.
Fed control, KM3P.
KM3P, go.
Yeah, Jamie, the worst of it seems to have gone past me for now. Sounds like it's much worse to my north towards Blooming Valley. Awful lot of lightning, almost a continual daylight bright out here. The heavy rain didn't last for very long. It's still raining currently, though. That's the only report I can give from here.
Well, stand by, Mark, because you're still going to get something, I think, if I'm familiar with your location. So you're not out of the woods yet. The tail end of it is at Conneaut Lake right now, and tracking further east, southeast.
If it tracks that way, it'll probably go south of me, but we'll see. We'll keep our ears, keep our eyes open as best we can. KM3P, thanks.
WA3, KZO mobile.
KZO, go.
We've got a fault storm in on 322. We are north and we are not in rain. Have a real good view, but I do not see anything on the ground. Over.
Okay, and so you are, what's your location, Dan?
The location is just approaching Route 6 by, I forgot the name of the road, but I'll let you know here in a minute. I'm west of Conneaut Lake on 6.
Affirmative, sir.
Yeah, that's what I thought, Ed, and N3HWQ. Thanks for your help tonight, and glad you made it back okay.
This is a kind of an interesting evening. I think it should be played back at a meeting sometime in this net. Most of it's real good.
Okay, Ed, thanks. And this last radar scan, there is some more pop-up stuff heading your way. Wasn't there 10 minutes ago?
Yeah, okay, Jamie. We'll be monitoring it, so N3HWQ will be clear.
CMJ with an update.
CMJ, go ahead.
Approximately 200 yards west of where Wendeltown Road meets South Hickory Road, there is a fairly sizable, I would say approximately 6 foot diameter pool of water that is out onto the road.
Okay, yeah, you're gonna see a lot of that, Cynthia, with the amount of rainfall we had. That they do have a flood warning up until 3:30 p.m. or 3:30 a.m. I believe, and the severe thunderstorm warning was allowed to expire for Crawford County. So all stations stand by.
QHH,
go.
I'm at the intersection of 19 and 322. I don't
really anything up here except she just does not have light. Everybody else has light, but she just does not. I don't know the reason for that. Back to net.
Okay, Alan, thanks for your efforts this evening. You can also secure, if you wish, WW3S. This is WW3S with Crawford County Skywarn. The National Weather Service has allowed the severe thunderstorm warning to expire. We are under a severe thunderstorm watch until 12 midnight, and also a flood watch until 3 a.m. At this time, we can secure the net. I'd like to thank all those stations that participated this evening, particularly those stations that went mobile and traveled. Also like to thank Jim K3TLP for manning the courthouse radio. Jim, you can secure. Let Alan know we've spoken to NWS, and it appears as though they, other than some garden variety thunderstorms that we may get throughout the rest of the night, the severe stuff is all past us. This is WW3S closing the net at 10:18 local time, and good evening.